San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, October 10, 2021. Today's lesson is Open the Door with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Kaur. So, good morning.
Good morning.
There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And that's why we are here today, living and moving and having our being right here at the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living as one spiritual family with our doors wide open. So how did you like that music this morning? That was Paul McCartney and Wings from their 1976 album Wings at the Speed of Sound. And it's called Let Him In. And I love that song. It is at once simple and very deep. Very deep. Someone's knocking the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor. Open the door. Let him in. That sounds so simple. As if you're sitting around your house and somebody knocks on your door or rings your bell. And you say to your child, hey, do me a favor, open the door and let him in. But it is so much deeper than that on a spiritual level. One of the things I really like about the song is the people he lists off as who might be coming in. Sister Susie, Brother John, Martin Luther, Phil and Dawn, Brother Michael, Auntie Jin, Uncle Ernie, and Uncle Lynn. Now, how many times have we referred to Ernest Holmes as Uncle Ernie with all of his wisdom and his love for everyone? Ernest Holmes is the founder of the religious science movement and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. And he is behind the entire Science of Mind teachings that we have here. And we are so blessed that he was a prolific writer. And we are so blessed that he was also a mystic and so curious and so educated. And he so much had his spiritual door open. He had his physical church door open. One of the things that Ernest Holmes mentioned as far as religious science as an organization is that we are open at the top, meaning there is no time where we are going to close the doors on new wisdom, where we are going to shut down new insight. We're open. We're not just open at the top, we're open in the middle, and we're open at the bottom, because there is no hierarchy in spirit. There is simply every one of us. We are open to all genders, all ethnicities, all colors of skin, all faiths, all choices. We are open to all. We do have a few rules, though. Like, you can't come into the center and harm people. And we don't really have that as a problem because of the energy level that we open our hearts to and present here. Those who might consider doing harm are not attracted to such a place of joy and love. We are open to receive all the good that is the divine, all the good that is within us, all the good that we are. Ernest tells us time and time again, there's a power greater for good in the universe and you can use it. Power for good greater than you are in the universe and you can use it. And what is that power? Anybody know what that power is? Starts with an L, ends with an E. It's a four-letter word. Love. Love. Yes. That's what moves everything. Love. There's an artist named Billy Paul who did a cover of Let Him In with some modifications. You know, he's more of a... I'm thinking the words Hepcat, but that's probably dating me. Anyway, he's one of those people that kind of ad-libs in the songs, which is cool. So he had a few modifications, and he used different names. And the way he adjusted this very simple song was in support of civil rights. So it wasn't just Martin Luther and JFK, Martin Luther King and JFK listed, but he listed different civil rights leaders and different leaders in the Black movement, the African American movement. He included Louis Armstrong, one of my favorites. But as he was listing these people, some of them I knew, some of them I didn't, and I thought, so simple, these simple words, someone's knocking at the door, someone's ringing the bell, open the door and let him in. Open the door and let in everybody. Because everybody is part of the one. So we have the wisdom of Uncle Ernie, and we have the simplicity of these words from Paul McCartney that are also so saturated with spiritual depth. That's one of the things I love about Science of Mind. We get it at the level we are. We get it at the level we are. So we can say something seemingly simple, and those who are not in the depths of understanding that others are can handle it. It's simple. Okay, I can deal with that. God is all there is. Okay, I can deal with that. That makes sense. And yet on a deeper metaphysical level, that same simple statement, God is all there is the breadth and the depth of the entire universe. And when we open ourselves up, open the doors of our understanding, open the doors of our mind, open the doors of our heart, we get it to the extent that we get it. And every time we get it to the extent that we get it, the next time we hear it, we get it a little deeper because we have moved into a greater understanding. That statement, do me a favor, open the door and let him in. That's proactive. That's proactive. Even though if it's the parent telling the child, hey, do me a favor, open the door and let him in. If the child wasn't there, would have had to get up, open the door themselves, because they are welcome. They are welcome. So it's a proactive thing. Even though there's someone knocking at the door, it is proactive to open the door and let them in. Ernest Holmes said, I open my heart to accept the good gifts of joy, happiness, and enthusiasm right now. open the door and let him in. He didn't say it with that, but I'm saying open the door and let him in. It's not always a literal door that we want open. But what it always is a threshold. A threshold of new experiences, new understandings, and the threshold of ancient wisdom being applied in our lives. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest wrote, "I know that I am now at the threshold of all good, wisdom, and truth. All the good I can embody is mine now. I have only to open the portals of my soul and accept that which is ready to express through me." Open the portals of my soul and express and accept that which is ready to express through me. Well, what is expressing through us? Let's see, have I mentioned that before? Oh yeah, God, Spirit, the divine wholeness, the universe is expressing in us, through us, and as us. You are a divine expression here on earth. You are God in spirit, having a human experience. Pretty heady stuff. Pretty heady stuff. And yet, it means everything and it is meaningless at the same time. It means everything because the universe is everything, and yet it means nothing in that it is nothing special, because everybody is doing it. We don't get to say, look, this one's expressing God. Let's all say, yay, this one gets to express God. Well, everybody else is expressing God too. So what we can celebrate is, hey, we're all expressions of God. We're all unique. We are all love. We are all open to receive that which we will accept for ourselves. Now, some people might say, well, you know, that's all well and good, but I'm getting on in years, you know. I should have known this 30, 40, 50 years ago. Then I would be okay now. Not true. Not true. It doesn't matter how young or old you are. And Ernest tells us that too. Boy, he had a lot of insight. I wonder where he got it. He must have opened the door to his mind, to the wisdom of the one mind, and let it in and flow through him and as him. In the textbook on page 59, paragraph 2, he wrote about age, that everyone has his place in truth, that God does not withdraw himself from us at a certain age, for God is omnipresence. In this presence, every being is provided for at every age. Infants, toddlers, tweens, teenagers, young adults, millennials, Gen X, boomers, the last great generation, all of everybody. Omnipresence means that God is everywhere present within everyone all the time. Within everyone all the time. That's comforting. It's very comforting. Our theme for October is fulfillment. And I'm going to be using this quote every single week because it's that important. Ernest Holmes wrote, "Wherever the universe makes a demand upon itself, out of that very demand is its fulfillment." Wherever the universe makes a demand upon itself, out of that very demand is its fulfillment. There is nothing you can demand of the universe that doesn't have within it everything it needs to manifest, to demonstrate, to succeed. Last week, I shared a piece by Reverend Janet Friedland about desire or fulfillment. I'll just kind of paraphrase it here. We as humans, we have lists of our wants and our desires. We want health. We want a car. We want a house. We want friends. We want this. We want that. That's what we want. That's what we desire. And yet when we get those things, when we obtain those things, we aren't really content. Okay, I got a car. Am I suddenly content in my life that I've got a car? No. It's easier to get around, but you're still living your same life. True contentment is a quality of inner being. It's the longing of our soul to express its true nature. And when we are content, it is when we have peace within. When we understand that all these wants and desires are extraneous to who we are and how we are. They're nice to haves, but they're not the truth of who we are. Fulfillment is defined as achievement of something desired, promised, or predicted, like the fulfillment of a childhood dream. When I was a child, I wanted to be a teacher. Da-da-da-da, look at me now. Fulfill, the verb, means to bring to completion or reality, to achieve or realize, to carry out, to do something that is expected, hoped for, promised, or cause it to happen. It's to satisfy someone or make someone happy. That someone doesn't have to be someone else. You can make your own someone happy, your own self happy. Or you can make someone knocking at the door happy. We'll get to that in a few minutes. It's to succeed in developing abilities or qualities to their fullest degree. Fulfillment. We know that our lives are full. All we have to do is open the door and accept that they are full, to recognize it. In the Science of Mind textbook on page 47, paragraph 1, Ernest Holmes writes, "Let us waste no further time looking for the secret of success or the key to happiness. Already the door is open, and whosoever may enter." There is no secret of success. There is no key to happiness. Those imply it's something outside of us. It's always inside, inside. in the 365 Science of Mind, which we're following for this year, today's lesson is, I am one with all there is. I am one with all there is. Ernest writes, truth stated in the simplest manner affirms that God is all there is. God never changes. God is in me. God is that which I am. God is in the universe, and God is the universe. There's no mediator between me and God, between you and God. The only mediator is our own thought. When I let my thoughts block my truth, all I need to do is fire that mediator that I hired. I am the writer, the inspirer, and the thing written about. I am the creator of history and the one who experiences it. I am its record and its interpretation. Note that there's the record of history, there's the dates and the names, and there's the interpretation. Ah, this that happened on this date by that person is good, or it's bad, or it's neutral. The record and the interpretation. There's a thread of unity that runs through everything. And it binds everything to the divine, because it is the divine thread. There's the golden thread that moves through all the different religions we know about. It's that which is true across the board of all religions is the golden thread. That which is different is man-made. And we can pretty much push out all the man-made and say, eh, and just look at the golden thread. That which is common across all is the truth of the divine. That's what the mystics see. That's what the mystics understand and know. And that's what the mystics teach. Because God is perfect oneness, all of God exists everywhere. He includes the scripture, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And then he says, this divine visitor, which is my true self, is both the one who stands at the door and knocks and the one who opens the door. The divine visitor is both the one who stands at the door and knocks and the one who opens the door. That is you. It's your true self, the one self that needs no mediator. Yourself, capital S, your higher self, is always present, always available, always knocking, saying, hey, here I am, here I am, here I am. And your responsive inner self says, ah, here we are. Here we are. My higher self, my greater understanding, my deepest heart, my quest for knowing, which is truly a quest for remembering who we truly are. We know all this. Our human minds don't remember. And so we go within at a spiritual level to remember exactly who we are. We open the door to our memory of the divine that is within us. we are these expressions of the divine. In the Science of Mind textbook on pages 368 and 369, Ernest talks about the invitation, inviting him in. Do me a favor, open the door, let him in. He says, the only shadow we cast is ourselves. This shadow lengthens as we realize the great presence in which we live and move and have our being. Now, how can a shadow get longer? Because the light is behind you. The light is within you. And so the brighter the light, the longer the shadow. Who would entertain the Christ must invite him. He does not come unbidden, nor sit at any man's table an unwelcome guest. Neither does the divine presence force itself upon any. He stands at the door and knocks. We must open if we are to receive. He stands at the door and knocks. As this divine visitor, who is our higher self, standing there knocking, and we, our inner self, opening the door and recognizing our self, the divine. Ernest writes, but how can we receive unless we first believe? We must believe that the Christ indwells our own lives and stimulates all our actions. For without him, we can do nothing. To realize within oneself a divine presence, a perfect person, is to recognize the Christ. No man ever walks life's road alone. There is ever another who walks with him. This is his inner self. The undying reality, which his personality but poorly emulates. Let us learn to be still and let the truth speak through us, to be still and know that the inner light shines. We are the expressions of the divine. We truly are. This morning, one of Reverend Mark's quotes is from Living the Science of Mind. And when I looked it up to read the area around it, I noticed that it is prefaced with, limitation is not a thing of itself. It is a way of belief. Limitation is not a thing of itself. It is a way of belief. If we believe there's no one knocking at the door, that's on us. Because someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. And the quote is, since the truth is infinite, there is room for external expansion, so that man passes from glory to glory, from one place to another, or as Jesus puts it, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Every mansion has a threshold. Every building that has more than one door within it has multiple thresholds. These are our thresholds of new experience. We open the door, but do we let him in? Do me a favor. Open the door, let him in. Standing on a threshold can be a scary thing. That's where our faith and our trust come in. If I open the door and I see a brave new world, am I going to stand there and go, ooh? But if I walk out this doorway, I have to interact with that brave new world. Am I ready? Am I willing? Am I willing to be willing? Or do I open the door and let that brave new world in so that it transforms me? It is now a part of who I am. Thresholds are big deals. Open the door. Let them in. When we open our heart, we are letting people in. We are letting experiences in. One of the things that we are letting in is our sense of togetherness, in unity. That there's one, and we are all components of the one, and yet we are all a part of the one uniquely. Uniquely. Just like we all have different houses, we all have different earth suits. The Daily Word from Unity for October 2nd was together. Together. Life is made full through togetherness. It says, I know what it is to be in a crowded place, yet feel alone. I also know what it is to be by myself and feel a deep oneness with all people. Today, I bring that feeling of connectedness to all of my encounters, whether with family and friends, co-workers, or other acquaintances. I see all people as fellow spiritual beings, as children of God. One in God, we are all together. And the Holy Scripture, John chapter 13, verse 35. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. If we have love for one another. Do me a favor. When love comes knocking at your door, open it up. Let them in. When joy comes knocking at your door, open the door. Let them in. When happiness comes knocking, open the door. Let them in. And when the wisdom of Uncle Ernie and other great teachers come knocking, open the door, let them in, and celebrate. So I thank you for your time, for your attention. I love you. Namaste.